gonna fucking run.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Albert and Kime, except this is just Kime tonight, because Albert's off sucking dick somewhere, once again, so I have to fly solo, which is cool, I'm down with that. Anyway, I'm just letting all you listeners out there know that this Friday, the 29th, we are holding a geek day, where you are to go to wherever you congregate on a weekly basis, dressed as a geek, i.e. school. So, what we want you to do, starting at the top and working down, hair, very greasy, is good. Either a nice comb-over thing going on, that'd be cool, or if you want to, you can part it right in the middle. That's cool, too, which really, you know, the object of this is to be not cool, so just to clarify, it is not cool to comb it over or part it in the middle. In fact, that's a very creepy, gross look that a lot of people like to do that I don't understand, but you should do it this Friday. And, moving down, about 4 inches, maybe less, to the eyes. Now, if you have contacts, but you also have glasses, wear those glasses. If not, then borrow someone's pair of glasses. If you can't see, then you're just going to have to make a sacrifice for us and for the sake of, you know, just general being an idiot, because that's what's important, you know? And so, you know, the more magnified your eyes are, the better. Big heavy rims, all that. Let's see, if you have braces, you get bonus points. You can award yourself 25 points right there. I didn't think there would be a point system to this, but you know it will make one, just cause. Now, going just in the face region in general, if you decide to rub bacon grease all over your hands, say tonight or tomorrow morning during breakfast, and then you lightly lather the surface of your skin, exfoliating all the pores and making sure it gets nice and deep in there, you should have a good case of pizza face by Friday. And refrain from brushing your teeth whenever possible or chewing gum. Okay, now moving down to the between the neck and the waistline, the torso area. As far as shirt goes, you can go a couple different directions with this. One, you could wear one of those, you know, kind of Hawaiian-style shirts, except they have, like, dragons on them and, quote, cool, unquote, designs on them. You could go that direction, or you could also do, you know, the classic white shirt, pens in your pocket, with a pen protector, preferably. That's an extra 50 points if you actually have a pocket protector. All right? And, if you're going with the white shirt, you know, maybe a bow tie, maybe not, it's up to you, you know. I don't think a tie would actually suit it, but a bow tie might be where it's at. Then, as far as pants go, you know, if you're doing the white shirt, you might want to do the black pants. But if not, something you might want to consider is shorts that hit a little ways above the kneecap. I'm talking like 2 or 3 inches, like, you know, don't go out getting these Daisy Duke shorts, because A, those are creepy, and B, those defeat the point, and C, you'll probably get asked out to homecoming, but it'll be by a dude. Unless you're a chick listening to this, which I don't think is very common, but then, you know, if you want to wear those kinds of shorts, that's cool. I mean, if you got a nice ass, I'm down with that. And if you don't, you know, do your own thing. I'm down with that too, you know? So, whatever. Anyway. So, moving down a level to the feet, you know, there's some things you could do. You could do, you know, black shoes if you're going with the whole classic, you know, nerdy thing with the formal clothes, but, you know, that's kind of obvious. So, just as a little help, if you're going, you know, with the Hawaiian shirt and the shortest shorts and all that, what you could do is you could find really big, puffy, long socks, wear those, and then find a pair of sandals, maybe Tevas or flip-flops. Just not, like, colorful flip-flops. I don't know if they even make doll-colored flip-flops. I don't believe there's any kind that, you know, camouflage, maybe. Go for that. Anyway, some kind of sandal. Big socks with sandals. I think the guy who decided that was a good idea as a combination of foot apparel probably got lynched by someone for it. So, you know, it would be a good thing to go with. Anyway, well, I think that about covers it. there'll probably be another podcast shortly as soon as we get a cocksucking Albert back in here. Or someone of that nature. Hopefully it'll be Albert, because he hasn't been two episodes in a row. But, besides that, you know, just geek it out. The picture I have for this particular podcast is, as it says, the Jets and Saddle Nerds. And I think you could do very well by kind of going off of that, you know? Like, I don't know, maybe what you could do is invite your grandma over and then just ask her to pick out the coolest outfit she can for you out of your parents' wardrobe and bring anything she wants to, and you'll probably be fine. So you might want to try that. Just, you know, don't be too obvious, because grandmas, they don't like it when you, you know, just use them for school homework, getting stories about the war from them and stuff. Act like you're, you know, act like you actually care about her. I know it's a stretch, but act like you care about her and, you know, take one of her little gross hard candies that no one likes except her, that she keeps in her purse, and let her, you know, prattle on about, you know, all the boring shit that grandmas talk about. And then, you know, just slyly bring up, you know, hey, grandma, I got this special day on Friday. It's a date. And I was hoping, you know, since I respect your fashion sense, that you could help me pick out a cool outfit to wear. And, you know, unless you got, like, the Bowflex grandma, who's a total gilf, she looks like the type of chick that might be able to, like, pick out good stuff. Or she might be the type of grandma that just likes to walk around naked and get fucked by 20-year-old guys. That's a distinct possibility, too, because I would be totally okay with that. And I'd be fine if she fucked 16-year-old guys and anyone in that range. Once you get to 15, that's kind of creepy. But 16 and up, below 30, that'd be cool. Even if she is a grandma. Anyway, so, this Friday, want you all geeky, nerdy. You'll be amazing, trust me. And, yeah, that's it. Please hang up and try again.